miles. Then it is contended that it is beyond human power and ingenuity to convey signals to the almost inconceivable distances of 50 million or 100 million miles. This might have been a valid argument formerly. It is not so now. Most of those who are enthusiastic upon the subject of interplanetary communication have reposed their faith in the light ray as the best possible medium of such communication. True, waves of light, owing to their immense rapidity of succession, can penetrate space more readily than waves less rapid, but a simple consideration will show that by their means an exchange of signals between this Earth and its companions in the solar system is, at least now, impossible. By way of illustration, let us suppose that a square mile of the Earth's surface, the smallest area that might possibly be within reach of the best telescopic vision of other worlds, were covered with incandescent lamps, packed closely together so as to form, when illuminated, a continuous sheet of light. It would require not less than 100 million horsepower to light this area of lamps, and this is many times the amount of motive power now in the service of man throughout the world. But with the novel means proposed by myself, I can readily demonstrate that, with an expenditure not exceeding 2,000 horsepower, signals can be transmitted to a planet such as Mars with as much exact